Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klaus Samaches. We're learning Simon Tess. It deals with the concept of Mitzvah Shechus Kabana. The Chayodim just told us the opinion of the Magen Avraham that we differentiate between a Mitzvah Deraisa and a Mitzvah Derabanan. By Mitzvah Deraisa, we say Mitzvah Shechus Kabana. And if a person does the Mitzvah without the proper Kabana, he's not yet to the Mitzvah. But Mitzvah Derabanan, we hold Mitzvah Ain Shechus Kabana, and the person does the mitzvah even without that proper kavanah, he still is yotze. Clarify 2 points on this. Number one is that the Gra argues, the Bir Halacha in Siman Samach is medayik from the Gra, that the Gra disagrees and holds that mitzvah zichus kavanah is true both by mitzvah deraisa and by mitzvah derabanan. And if you pasken mitzvah zichus kavanah, you're going to pasken it both by deraisas and by derabanans. That's number one. And number two, the Mishmur brings over there a discussion from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is not sure the Pshat and the Magen Avraham. Is he saying that the whole concept of Mitzvah Shechus Kabbalah was only a part of the Din D'Oraisa, but when Chazal were instituted Mitzvah Rabbanan, they did not put a condition of Mitzvah Shechus Kabbalah, and therefore there's no Din at all? Or is he saying the following? It's a machlokes in the Gemara whether Mitzvah Shechus Kabbalah or not. We're not sure how to paskin. So by derises, because some of the rice of the Chomer, we have to be machmer and say Mitzvah Shechus Kabbalah. And if a person has to, in a case where he's not, if he didn't do it with Kabbalah, it's a machlokes whether you would say, Savak the rice of the Chomer, and he has to go back and redo it. So by Durbanans, we have a din of Savak Durbanan the Kula. So since it's a Suffolk whether Mitzvah Shechus Kabbalah or not, according to one opinion, yes, one opinion, no. It's a Suffolk. Misafik, you don't have to go back. Because Mitzvah Shechus by Derabanan, Misafik, you don't have to go back. So it comes out that this din that by Deraisa, Mitzvah Shechus Kabbalah is only a din Safik. What's in that? So according to the Gra, it's a din Vaday. And according to one reading of the Magen Avraham, it's a din Vaday. And according to this reading of the Magen Avraham, according to the Prima Gadim, it's a din Safik. So let's say you're not sure if you had Kabbalah. So now you have a Sveik Sveik. Could you had Kabbalah? And even if you didn't have Kabbalah, it could be you don't need Kabbalah, because we're not sure how to paskin. Sveik Sveik, it works even by the Raisa, that a person does not need to go back and redo the mitzvah. So if we understand the reason, because of Sveik Sveik, because of Sofik, there would be enough community by Sveik Sveik. This the Bir Halacha and Siman Samach points this out. That's true. However, he points out that the Gra disagrees and says, it is definitely a din vaday, and it's true by both by the Raisas and by the Rabbanan. Okay. Now, what about a case? So we're saying the person should redo the mitzvah. Does the person make a bracha on the mitzvah again? Is that the Bir Halacha says no? And there's enough of an argument over here that maybe you could be yotzei. So even though you have to redo the mitzvah, you should not make a bracha on it. Now the Chayyim comes along and makes a Tanai. He says like this: what about a situation where the person did not have clear intent when he's doing the mitzvah, but circumstantially it's clear that was it, that's why he was doing it. He was doing it because of the mitzvah. So let's say a person makes a bracha and then does the mitzvah. The fact he made a bracha indicated he was doing it because of the mitzvah. So even though while he was doing the mitzvah, he was not thinking why he's doing it, but the circumstances around the mitzvah, the bracha that he made, the context makes it clear that he's doing it because of the mitzvah. So Chayyim holds that's enough to give it a din as if you were mechaven. Venerally, the zedavka bekarei kriya shema bedarach limudah, his person is learning, and he's saying shema. In his learning, he comes across the paragraph of shema. And he reads the paragraph of Shema. So I don't know, is he learning it, doing it for a mitzvah purpose? Is he doing it for learning purpose? It's not obvious from the context why he's doing it. The more he gives an example, a person is blowing the shofar for musical purposes. He likes the sound of the shofar. So it's not obvious why he's doing it. The more is the case where a person ate matzah. Why was he eating matzah? He thought it was a weekday. And the more gives an example, they forced him to eat the matzah. He wasn't being mechamel l'shem mitzvah. and he's eating it under duress, but he doesn't even know that it's Pesach. So it's not obvious from the context that he's doing it for a mitzvah. Avol mekarei kriyas shema b'derech shana karim b'seder tefila b'chein kashochol matzah itoka b'nato lulav al pi shelo kibin lotzeis es yotza shrei mishum zeh oisek rei lotzeis al pi shelo mistavim. Person sitting by the Seder eating matzah, even if he's not mimichabin for the purpose of matzah, it's obvious from the circumstances that this is part of the mitzvah of eating matzah. Person's blowing shofar in the shul, person taking a lulav, all these scenarios, there is no other explanation why he's doing it other than the purpose of the mitzvah. So Mr. Burr says, for example, let's say a person is, at the end of the meal sits down, he benches. He wasn't mechabin l'shem mitzvah benching. It's not enough to bench. You have to think before you start benching. I'm doing this the Shem Mitzvah. He didn't think that. But well, why else are you benching at the end of the meal? Well, you're saying benching with your children. So now I don't know why you're doing it. You're doing it because you have a mitzvah to bench, or you're doing it to help your children bench. So in that situation, you would not be Yotze, according to the Chayyotim. But in a scenario where there's no children there, so why did you go at the end of the meal and take out the sitter and start reading these words? For fun, clearly you do it because there's a mitzvah to do it. So the circumstances are enough to give it the status of kavana. That's the chiddush of the chayyotim, which the Mishnah Berurah follows halacha l'maaseh. As soon as we will clarify more protim. Meanwhile, have a good day.